Any question? Rowan? We're talking about one of the dangerous corners in the path. We finished one major section. We talked about, okay, now you are going to enrich yourself. Therefore, you will face different theories here and there. The first thing was that do not follow the ideas based on logical explanation and imitation. Let go of all of those. That story finished. Then they said, okay, the next stuff. When you learn, what will happen? We talked about it. We said we hope that learning will gradually changes your attitude, your thinking, and your feeling. This is why it takes so long. Because gradually you will understand a little bit differently, just a little bit differently. And you will act a little bit differently, so you become a little bit different person. This is a long process. Okay? The magical moment could happen, transformation in a moment. That's not what we are talking about. Okay? Now, you learn a little bit what will happen. Good question, no? What will happen to whom? To Pharaoh and Moses in you. This is that long story. So here we are only talking about the duality within. We have the logical part and we have the other one. So when you learn a little bit, your Pharaoh becomes more arrogant. That's the first stuff. You will fall in a pit of the collar, you come out, there are pigments. And we remember what the Shaval did with that. Claimed to be a bird without having any of qualities in that bird. Means every single moment you learn something more. This something will compose itself with the other things that you know and prepares a new ideology. That idea, that birdie looks very beautiful, but it cannot fly. It's not a real bird. So do not rush to that moment that, yes, I got it, I know. Because this is the stuff that will happen to your Pharaoh. Let's hear it. After finishing the story of that Shaval, now he's back to say, I explained that for you to understand Pharaoh the better. So let's talk about the Pharaoh and similarity of Pharaoh who believes that I am I, that capital I, and this Shaval we were talking about who was thinking that it's a peacock. Who is the guilty one tonight? You read. It's line 77-8.
177.
because he's a jewel maker. And we had difficulties with that. He's jeweled. That's how it happens. The only word is
Impaired.
Okay, Peter, hear me. He's victimized enough for today. He would say.
Comparison of Pharaoh and his pretense of divinity to the jackal which pretended to be a peacock. Thou art even as Pharaoh, who bejeweled his beard and in his asinine folly soared higher than Jesus.
First of all, there was a trick here, wasn't it? When we were talking about the Pharaoh and Moses, who is Jesus? Jesus is not there yet. Remember, but here we say, look at this silly Pharaoh who had decorated with bejeweled the beard, and from his stupidity he believes that he's even better than Jesus, not Moses. Yes.
He too was born of the generation of the she-jackal and fell into a vat of riches and power.
Why she-jackal? The mother, not the father. Because this is the logic, this is the brain. Right? We say, that jackal was she. Okay? Maybe he's coming from that, or he has fallen in the same thing that was the time of Rumi and is now, is being rich and having a position, being a celebrity. Yes?
Everyone who beheld his power and riches bowed down to him in worship. He swallowed the worship of the idle mockers. That beggar in tattered cloak became miserably drunken with the people's worship and feelings of amazement.
It's not that you learn a little bit and think that, oh, I'm good. You learn a little bit, you talk a little bit, the people say, oh, you are so knowledgeable. You believe it because you want to believe it. You need it somehow. That will go in you. Yes?
Riches are a snake, for therein are poisons, and popular favor and worship is a dragon.
Remember who the dragon is? The real ego. The dragon who, in the hand of Moses, will be a stick, reasoning and all that. But at the same time, it is like this. Both richness and the power, which are the ideal of the animal, are a trap, because they will change you in the ways that you cannot even imagine. If sudden power or sudden wealth comes, it's a very critical moment, because it will change you. How? Yes.
Do not assume a virtue, O Pharaoh. Thou art a jackal. Do not in any wise behave as a peacock. If thou appear in the direction of the peacocks, thou art incapable of display, and thou wilt be put to shame. Moses and Aaron were as peacocks. They flapped the wings of display upon thy head and face.
This is a little bit out of the story, because as far as we understand, this Harun guy is just the loudspeaker of Moses. He's not a prophet. He's no one. He's just his brother. Do you remember why? Because God didn't want Moses to say I. That's all the trick. But here you will say that Harun is just like Moses, because it's a peacock. It's a thought, a very beautiful thought. You saw the beauty of them, then you believe you are better just because the others will say you are. Yes?
Thy foulness and disgrace were exposed. How didst fall headlong from thy... Thou didst fall headlong from thy height. When thou sawest the touchstone, thou becamest black like adulterated coin. The leonine figure vanished, and the dog was revealed.
Okay. Your so many meaning are lost in this verse. Because he tried so hard to play with words here. So if he chose for the rhyme kalb, means dog. Okay. And okay. That's looking down because dog is not good, is filthy and all that. But kalb is here for the other word, which is kalb. Kalb means fake, kalb means heart, both. Because when we touch this, we are talking about the fake heart here. So he's putting them together to say what? Because if you are fake, when the touchstone comes out, you're lost, finished. And if you have the heart, who will see that heart? That touchstone. Touchstone will bring out whatever it is in it. So the point is that this is something that psychologically happens very easily. It's like this, that we talked about this in the harp player, remember? They need to go around and play for everybody to attract them so they will like you, they love you, that needing. It's always here. So, if a couple of people will tell you you're great, you tend to believe it. What is the problem over there? Oh, the problem is that to them you're great, you believe you're great, you want to live the life of a great fellow, suddenly a great fellow passes by and look at you. What does he see? Which of these judgments are important? Do you remember Rumi said, I don't remember where, getting old, he says, I prefer that everybody will look down to me and God will look up to me. I don't want the opposite. I don't want everybody appreciate me, but God doesn't accept me. This is the tendency of this Pharaoh. Why? Because Pharaoh is Pharaoh because of the power and the money he has. That's why he is Pharaoh. And that's what he is. He's having the fear of losing. That's the ego. But Moses doesn't even think. Have you noticed he doesn't even think? He talks and he goes around and he has some passion and he receives some orders, he obeys. That's it. This is the difference, and both are here. We are talking to the Pharaoh one. Yes.
O foul, mangy dog, through greed and exuberant insolence, do not clothe thyself in the lion's skin. The roar of the lion will demand from thee the test, the figure of a lion, and then the dispositions of dogs.
You cannot go 800 years ago, you will move to somewhere like Kenya.